people listening, I don't know who you are, but I know you're out there. This is the first podcast, the first actual unnamed Greg Gutfeld podcast. I'm with Chris Fried. He's a comedian. His latest album is what? We're All Adults Here?
Correct.
Ah, well done. And Laura Palmentieri, who's a writer and a comedian.
Yes.
Two jobs. Well done. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. No, it's tough. It's tough to hold down two jobs, writer slash comedian. But that's awesome. So the first question I have to ask you is, I don't have a name for this thing. And I don't know what to call it. Because, like, you're kind of tempted to use a pun.
Yeah.
You know?
Like gut punch.
Yes.
Yeah. I wrote down a lot of puns. I wrote down a lot of gut punches.
Did I steal it? And they're all very violent.
They just get more and more violent.
Yeah. Yeah.
As if I have something against you, Greg, which
that's
I don't.
That's because you're the writer. I'm just the comedian. So I didn't think ahead of time.
You didn't write anything down.
No.
I wrote down punched in the gut, stabbed in the gut, shot in the gut, tased in the gut, stomach flu in the gut.
Wow.
I like all of them. Yeah, each time you say it.
She does worry me, though.
Yeah.
She does worry. The first one was the one that I came up with, which we didn't use, was two guests, one gut. But we were worried if we were going to pitch this to people that somebody would remember what the reference was to.
Yeah, right.
And they would be upset.
The demographic might go, oh, what is that from? Whoops.
Do you know that you can't find that anymore?
No.
It's gone.
It'd be weird if I was like, yes.
Yes.
I do know that.
Actually, I have it taped, so if you want to see it.
But do you ever wonder, like, where did those – we were talking about this. Where did those people go? Like, what happened – there were people in that tape. They must have a life beyond that now.
Germany, I think.
Germany.
I think most live in Germany, so I've heard.
That's what I've heard, too. Not that I've ever looked on any German websites for it. But I'm wondering – maybe I should stop talking about that because that really isn't – probably the topic we should go to. But I do want to talk something related to that. Bladder. So the Supreme Court justice hearings are incredibly boring. But there's one thing that happened today. There was a – this is Ben Sasse. He's like a – I think he's a senator or a congressman. I don't know. But this is – he was talking about the hearings. I find this interesting because I'm obsessed with this sort of topic.
My wife also sent me a text a little bit ago and said, and I'm sure she didn't expect me to read it, but how in the world is Gorsuch able to go so many hours at a time without peeing? I won't make you answer, but the SCOTUS bladder is something the whole country stands in awe of.
It's kind of weird. We live in a new time, Lori, where we can talk about these things. Like, this is the first time that's ever come up in a Supreme Court hearing. But it is a fair question. He's there for 8 hours.
It does seem like a legitimate question.
Yes. Yeah. And isn't it supposed to be bad for you if you don't?
Like absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I read that somewhere.
It also makes me think he might be on, like, speed or something. And you're not going to be like, oh, I don't have to drink or pee. And you're like, what are you doing?
I have a theory that he might not be human. Yes, that he's a robot. Because, you know, we're going to talk about robots in a bit. But there is something strange about him. You know, that he's almost too perfect?
Which guy? Oh, okay.
The guy who – what's his name? What is his name?
Well, I didn't know which side you were saying is the perfect
Gorsuch.
Guy. Oh, yes.
Gorsuch.
Yes, yes.
He – like, his humor is very – like, almost like it's programmed into him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dad humor.
He's like Tom Bergeron with, like, a hint of Richard Gere.
Yes.
I feel. Somehow mixed.
That's kind of a compliment. What?
No, he's definitely up there. He's up there.
He's a good looking. He's also younger than me, which is depressing.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Most of the time, Supreme Court justices should be way older than you, almost to a point that they're near death.
Yeah.
Because it's a lifelong job.
I also think they should be required to wear the robe for these hearings so we can get the full feel of what they'd look like.
And, yes. You know, that's just you. I do like those robes. Maybe it's because I'm older, but I have to think about this wherever I'm going somewhere.
Peeing?
Yes. Mm. Like, not just that, but every bodily function. Like, you know, if you're going on a plane, do you want to use the plane bathroom?
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't know.
No.
So you have to think about that. Kids don't have to worry about that stuff. And you're kids. Mm-hmm. I'm an old person.
Overall, it was – I thought it was a good attempt at, you know, lightening the mood from the Democratic senator because he did a better job than Al Franken, who basically, you know, after Cruz's, like, whatever he was talking about with the sheep monkey position or something, then, you know, Al Franken right away just all of a sudden, why would you murder that guy in the snow or whatever that was. But
Yeah, I missed that part about the murder in the snow.
Well, you know, he said like he was going to die on the trucker or whatever. So
that's right. I couldn't follow that. But this raises another point that you know how this is going to go, right? Like, if he's a conservative, they're going to hate him. If he's a liberal, then the Republicans are going to hate him. So why do they bother having these hearings? I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically just they speak for 15 minutes on, I know I'm not going to vote for you, but let's embarrass. I want you to sit there not peeing.
Yes. This is actually just one long test of your bladder.
Yeah.
You know?
If it pops, then his health isn't good. He's done. He's out. He's out of the running.
But it is strange. And then he made this comment about, they asked him a question and he said, I'm sorry, but during the break, I went and had a sandwich. And that seems like something a robot would say to fake human.
Yeah. I did eat food.
Yes.
I do eat food.
Yes. Now's the time. I was not in the basement charging. I was. Yeah. I had a delightful sandwich. It had bread.
My nutrition is now up to 95%.
Yes.
I can continue for 3 more hours.
Yeah. It's weird. And then he makes these weird comments. But I do think he's going to get confirmed. But it's like – I just think it's a waste of time to just do this. You know that if you're – okay, if the Republicans are in, they're going to pick a Republican. These guys are going to get mad. So just get to the vote.
Yeah.
Why waste our time, you know? Besides, it's such a strange job. Like why is that lifelong?
Yeah.
You know?
Shouldn't be.
It shouldn't.
Absolutely should not be.
It shouldn't be. What if you suck? What if you're a bad judge?
Yeah.
I don't know. That leads me to my next topic. Robots. This is an interesting story. I love talking about robots because they scare me, but I'm somewhat aroused by the fact that they will be controlling our lives.
I get that.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. Like on TV, everything's about zombies and they're missing the whole robot thing. And I know
Did you watch Westworld? I mean.
I refuse to. Because
it's so good.
But I love the movie. Did you ever see the original movie with Yul Brynner?
Yes, I see the movie and it's not good, Greg. That movie is not good.
Oh, how can you say that Yul Brynner's amazing?
You need to watch the show. I can't believe you love robots and you haven't watched Westworld.
All right, I have a theory that I don't watch it, but it's actually I just don't have HBO. My apartment had a flood, so I had to move temporarily to a place that doesn't have HBO, and I thought I'd only be here for a month, so why sign up for HBO, and it's been now 6 months.
The answer is because Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming back, and that's super exciting.
Is it?
For comedy fans, yes.
I had no idea.
Season 9, fall.
I hope it's as good as the Full House reboot.
Oh, yeah. excuse me, Fuller House.
The Fuller House.
Thank you.
Yes. I don't know. Okay, so this survey, 1 in 4 people believe robots would make better politicians. This kind of goes back to the peeing thing. In a circuitous way. Robots don't have to make
it. This is just a podcast about robot conspiracies.
Well, think about this. Okay, so there was a study in Israel. I read this in a book, and I can't remember the name of the book. But it was about how judges, their parole decisions are affected by what they eat. Like if they're hungry, they're more likely not to grant your parole because they're like cranky babies.
Right, right.
They need a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Yes.
So they did this study. It was in Israel and they fed the judges and the judges were less likely to not grant parole. So I actually think they should be crankier. But the way they framed it was like, this is bad that they're like meaner when they're hungry, when I think it's better because I'm kind of a jerk in that regard. So, but if you have a robot
with no emotions.
With no emotions.
Yeah. But don't politicians already lack souls? So it already is kind of like robots.
Yeah.
And it's not working out as it is.
It's not working. So why not? But don't you think it's not working out because they're trying to fake emotion?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that is what it is.
They're trying to be emotional.
It's tricky because the very left side would be anti – they're all feelings.
Right.
And then the all right side is pretty much they want to be robots where they just go by the law.
Right.
So there's a happy medium in there.
Yeah,
but
there
you
is.
Need a human, I think, to decide what that is.
A half human, half machine. So you watch Westworld. Do you believe that this is – that AI, it's like a matter of time before we are the barnyard chickens and AI are humans?
I don't know if it's a matter of – I mean – but not within a few years, but I mean, it's coming. The robots are coming.
Yeah, but it's going to be – artificial intelligence. My theory is the reason why that what I had a theory about Westworld is that science fiction romanticizes doom. So it's like cool right. to talk about robots and artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. but it will destroy you. It's like movies about gangs. Maybe not.
Like no, I'd say that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like West Side Story. Like West Side Story romanticized that had that's gangs.
True, yeah. I think any Italian mafia movie kind of romanticized the mob, yeah. right?
Yes! That's mm-hmm. exactly right. The AI is like – Westworld's like The Godfather. It's romanticizing something that will destroy you.
AI is like the movie AI. or Her. Which,
yes!
Which is more up my alley, I say.
I didn't get through Her.
No,
I didn't. It was hard. That was a Scarlett Johansson, Spike Jones kind of thing.
You weren't yes. with Her?
No, I wasn't. Nice.
Thank you.
Yes. No, I tried to watch it, and there are people that say you stick with it, it's very good. Mm-hmm. But I tried. Yeah. And I like that actor. What's his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
He's a great yes. actor.
Yeah.
I loved him in the
In the Letterman appearance.
Yes.
I like that too. That was fun.
No, did you see when The Master?
No, oh, I did not see
I
that.
Did not.
Oh, fantastic.
Is the Scientology one?
Yes. Okay. It was great because he knows how he played a great drunk, like an alcoholic. He was drinking he was drinking fuel from a plane. Which I thought was amazing. He was making cocktails out of
that's like
is he
you don't
a method
die
actor
from
too,
that?
So is he just actually drinking that yeah. the entire
he plays
time?
A method actor. So yeah, he's an unusual person.
Yeah.
Sad. Strange man, but a terrific actor, and he was cheated out of that. I don't know who beat him in that Oscar, but somebody who didn't deserve it. Probably somebody like playing a very tragic character.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Trying to think, I don't know.
What do you make of how's it going in terms of Trump with you guys? You guys are comedians and writers. Is it helpful? Is it hurtful? Do you worry when you go out on stage and?
No, I don't worry. I mean, I don't even really talk about Trump on stage because yeah. I think people are kind of tired of it.
Don't say that. Don't say that. This
no,
is
I mean,
my livelihood.
From a stand-up perspective, yeah, it's just so many comics talk. I mean, I've had audiences thank me for not talking about Trump
yeah.
on stage
yeah.
at this point because I think like they've almost heard any everything.
Yeah.
Also, he's so funny
yeah.
himself. Like I was reading his Twitter before just laughing. I was like, this is just ridiculous.
He is. You know what? He is a comedian in a way in the mm-hmm. sense that he's a comedian who fell in love with applause late in life like all when he got the response so he likes yeah. going out on tour
yeah
right
yeah he's not going to release any albums
yeah.
but he's gonna he likes the people he likes to say
he's
what's
got timing and delivery down
yes,
pat
yeah, yes
my, that was the my favorite debate moment was when she said something about he got mad about the Emmys or, you know, yeah. he freaked out. And then he, you know, at a national presidential debate, took the right amount of pause
yeah.
and leaned in and said, we should have won it.
Yeah, that was yeah.
And that was just the best, I don't know.
Yeah. That, by the way, it's like it was the Rosie O'Donnell line, mm-hmm. which was delivered perfectly, but then he kind of messed it up at the end by – he kept going.
Yeah.
He could have just said, to be fair, it was Rosie O'Donnell, and yeah. then – it could have been just like – he could have just stopped.
And then he listed a bunch of animals that she looks like.
Yes.
And it went downhill.
Exactly. But he always – he had like that – there was that – he'd been watching a lot of Comedy Central roast. Like the stuff he would say to Rand Paul, like you're – like you keep moving. Like he made that observation.
Oh, yeah.
You keep moving to the end of the
– yeah.
Yeah. I can't even do it, but it was a
perfect observational humor.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But the problem is he's also so impulsive
yes.
that – he mm-hmm. can't stop on this on the Twitter thing, which is then it ends up helping him because then it becomes a story,
yeah.
and then you don't pay attention to Paul Manafort. You pay attention, mm-hmm. you know, to the fact that
yeah.
he might be right now about this surveillance thing. That's the latest news. But I think it was mm-hmm. he was right by pure luck. He
oh,
said
yeah.
that Obama was yeah. spying on him, and now they find out there was incidental surveillance.
I think that's part of the – he throws out a whole bunch at once.
Yes.
And then when one of them sticks, you forget about the other ones that were maybe a lie at a or, you know, half-truth.
That's the psychic prediction trick of every mm-hmm. end of the year where a psychic predicts 40 things.
Right, right.
And
that's
then,
everybody, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
I mean, like Nostradamus,
yes.
like all of it. It's like they just
yeah.
said a bunch
yeah.
of things eventually.
Yeah. yeah. But I don't know if anybody would have predicted Chuck Barris's death. That wasn't on
Chuck
the list.
Barris. Chuck Barris.
Well, I thought it was weird that Chuck Berry and Chuck Barris
yeah.
in the same week
yeah.
was pretty amazing.
Right? Where's
to me.
Chuck Schumer? He's yeah. next.
Where's Buck Cherry?
That
terrible
was not
joke.
A threat, by the way. I'm, no, sorry. I'm not. I'm just that saying. Trump's entire thing reminds me of the plot of King Ralph. If anybody knows that, but that's like the British version.
Yes.
He's like some random loudmouth guy that gets to do stuff in power now.
Yeah.
It's cool. But.
Do you ever watch Black Mirror?
Yes.
That's when the cartoon runs. Do you remember that? It was the first season, and it kind of
yeah, with the cartoon where he's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it's running for office, and it's voiced by a guy in a van.
Yeah, it's like a comedian.
It's a comedian, and it's all he's doing is insulting his opposition, and that came out like 2 years before Trump.
Right. Yeah.
And that's when I kept thinking about that cartoon. Like that's he's just decided I'm going to go out and just insult everybody because it's payback for the correspondence dinner, right? I think that somebody said that was a theory that this was all started at the correspondence dinner. But he won.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And now we have four seasons of guaranteed. Well, it's not guaranteed, I guess, but you know,
yeah,
you never know.
Yeah. So, Lori, do you have anything coming up that we can plug or any kind of anything exciting that's on the horizon? A one-woman show?
No, not quite yet. I don't think anyone wants to hear that one-woman show, including me.
It's never a two-woman show. They don't do like that can't happen.
Unless there's one cup involved.
Nice callback.
Thank you. I'm working with Nick DiPaolo and co-host this weekend.
I love Nick.
He's the best.
Nick hates doing my show. Does he ever tell you that?
He has not told me that, no.
He hates it because you always cut out the good stuff. And it's like, no, it's because I don't – like you say something under your breath that is like – something you would say to your friends at a bar about a certain group of people that like it doesn't. I'm not even going to say what they are. They could and then it's like he's. But it's like I'm doing you a favor.
I'm not sure it's funny though.
Of course, he's one of the funniest people.
You
that
should
ever
release
walked.
An album of just his under the breath comments.
Yes,
from you know outtakes.
Yes. He also makes comments with his face when somebody's talking, he does this thing where it just kind of goes like this. Just, I'm doing this and nobody can see it. But he does this thing where it's almost prejudicial. And in the way he does it, it's just like it gives you this look like, what's wrong with this person? And he's an interesting – he's a funny guy.
Very funny.
Yeah. I just remember the first time I saw him was on – he was on with Shepard Smith on an online show. And Shep like went off on him and Nick's like, what did I do? It was a weird, I don't even know what they were talking about. It was really weird.
Yeah.
How about you, Chris? What do you do? What do you live?
Back and forth, New York and Pennsylvania. I'm not really a good adult at the moment. I'm sort of, when I'm in New York, I'm living with my brother and then I go to my hometown and I'm with the parents there. So
I did that for, I live, how old are you?
I admit it. I don't know if I should. Should I say my weight instead?
Yes.
No, I'm 32. I'm 32.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. That's life. 32 is really 22.
So old.
Yeah. It's really 22.
No, I have, you know, I'm proud of things I've done. I'm not proud of the living situation. That's about it. So,
What part of Pennsylvania?
Allentown, which I've read that you know about.
I lived in Allentown for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I think
it has its parts.
Yes, there are parts.
I don't want any DiPaolo moments here. But,
there are some unusual things that happen in towns like that. There are unusual people that are, but they're like if it were a sitcom, they would be the town drunk or the town flasher.
Yeah,
but they're like I remember there was a guy at Lehigh Valley Mall who would wear cut off jeans with a hole in it. So his genitals would hang out until he got arrested.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then his own show on Fox.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're going to roll it out online first. But Allentown, I love Allentown. Where are you from, Lori?
I'm from Long Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How long have you known Nick?
I don't know, for a few years, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Nobody, any other suggestions for names before I shut this thing down?
I was going to say you just go with the Juan Williams show. And yeah. every day you say, oh, it's Greg Gutfeld filling in for Juan Williams.
That's
every
good.
Single day.
That's good. That's good.
I wrote Lori Palmentary and Friends.
That's nice. That's there nice. I had podcasts because that's what we used to call the Red Eye podcast was the podcasts, which I thought was kind of funny. But then I was thinking Oddcast, the Oddcast.
Odd, something with
but
odd.
But then you end up like you're doing the puns again. And it's like, I don't know.
The one.
Ah.
Most important one.
That's actually very funny because I used to do that on the five. We used to be interviewed. I used to drive the other people on the five crazy because they go, what's so special about the five? And everybody tries to be really humble in these interviews. And I go, well, originally it was called the one. But I said, Roger, let's get four other people involved. And then that joke wore out really quick. But that could be.
I'm glad I brought it back.
Or it could be the one. Then you could combine the two. That was a courtesy laugh on his part. And I was like, thank you for that. All right, guys. Well, hope to see you guys. Is any playing anywhere? You're opening for Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In Cohos. I don't even know what the place is called. It's a theater there, I guess. I'm assuming there's one theater there.
Yeah. Chris, any place we can find you? Well, you have a new album.
More importantly, yes, my album, We're All Adults Here, is only $2 on iTunes. So
I will download it the moment I get home, and I will listen to it while drinking wine.
Nice.
Because that's what I do.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, too. Talk to you soon. Well done. Bye-bye.